All right, friends, here we are. Here we go. Good morning and welcome. It's just after 6 o'clock, to be more precise, 6:02 in the 30 seconds in the a.m. Central Time Zone. We are so pleased you've decided to join us this morning. My name is Matt Murphy, and for the next 4 hours, I have the honor of hosting the proceedings here at Talk 99.5, and we thank you so much for being a part of that. Whatever amount of time you're able to give us, whether it is a few moments on your morning commute or the full 4 hours, nay, for a full 13 hours of live and local conversation here high atop Red Mountain, we are appreciative. We are sitting on Red Mountain overlooking the strikingly mediocre skyline of beautiful Birmingham, Alabama. Hope everyone's well. It's rainy outside. Please make your plans accordingly if you're getting out and about, getting to work and whatnot in your automobiles, heading to your places of business. There are raindrops on your windshield, or should be at some point over the course of the morning. Once again, you're grown people. You can make plans accordingly. Now, if there is an issue in the roadways, Slim Rob will take care of that for you in the Talk 99.5 Traffic Center, the train traffic center. Hard to stop a train. He will get you where you need to go in the best possible way. Valerie Vining has headlines. She's joining us from the Talk 99.5 News Center from time to time. The one and only Johnny Bird is running the proceedings from behind the glass, making sure that everything that comes out of our speaker sounds as good as humanly possible. A reminder, the big news, the big announcement coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
Very exciting. As we announce the future proceedings and the manner in which they will take form tomorrow at about 9 o'clock in the morning. So be on the alert for that. Of course, Friday tomorrow, First Amendment Freestyle Friday, and the big announcement. We're all on pins and needles. None of us know. It's a big reveal. What's behind door number two? We could get zonked, John Bird.
No.
That is a dated reference lost on younger listeners. Zonked. Zonked is from?
Oh, The Gong Show.
That is not true. You
oh,
get
man.
Gong. You
oh,
get gong. Good Lord, John.
I can't remember. What is zonked?
Zonk.
I mean, I know what zonked means.
Wait a minute. Maybe I'm wrong. Now you have me doubting my... That's what you do to me, Bird.
What do you think it is?
It's let's make a deal.
No, you're right. It's got... Yeah.
Is let's make a deal zonked?
I think it is.
Yeah, but and then I... Wob, 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 and it's a goat. It was always a goat.
Yeah.
I Monty Hall, door number two. It's a goat. I think it's zonked. Someone will know. You 6 o'clock freaks, crawl out of bed and call me. 545-9950 for whatever reason. 545-9950. And so the sun comes up today. I'm not going to pretend to be, I'm not going to Pollyanna this deal, okay? And I don't think you expect me to. Despite what the Andes of the world would believe, for 4 years I supported Donald Trump in just about all of his policy initiatives, save just a few. I believed in the direction that this country was going then. And I do not believe that Joe Biden's call for unity was honest or earnest yesterday. We will deliver it to you straight and talk about it or talk about anything else. It's really up to you, because I understand a significant portion of you just want to let national politics go for a hot minute while the Democrats run amok in Washington, D.C. and busily refill the swamp. It did not get completely drained. We were exposing some of the swamp critters that lie beneath. Just to further the analogy, now they got their pails and their buckets and they're doing their best to go over to the tidal basin and get it back in there, just to make sure that you can cover up all of those issues and matters that they don't want the American people to see. I would like to welcome back, after a four-year hiatus, I think this is very important. Can I get horns here? You know the horns, right? Well,
horns.
All right, here's the order I want you to go in, John. Phones, horns, after that. I'll wait on you. But I do want to welcome back a group of people that I've sorely missed. They were replaced by similar-looking but decidedly different people. The people that were here, these groups of individuals that I'm talking about, up until yesterday, they were a very angry lot. Yelling and screaming. Never satisfied with even good news of the day. But yesterday, they made their triumphant return into our lives. I would like to welcome back the slop. No, you were right. Why did you?
I don't second guess myself.
You can't even get it right when you get it right.
God,
it fascinates me.
Here we go.
You were right. You hit it, and then you. Why did you stop it?
I second guess myself. My finger hit the trigger twice. Here we go.
Okay. Let's do it again. Do you understand how that destroys my soul when I build something up to a moment and you ruin it?
I've ruined it for you. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm not even talking about.
No. Please, Murph.
No.
I'll play it again.
No. I would like to welcome back.
Okay.
You know, my heart's not in it anymore.
Oh, come on. Come on, Murphy. You can do it. Don't let people down because of my idiocy.
Nice hair, by the way.
Oh, God. It's a rough day.
Yeah. John Bird's got his, he's got the all natural look going on in his hair. This is what it looks like without product, right?
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's a sea change. That's different. Okay, that got me back in the spirit. Thank you. Picking on you, giving you the business, gigging you. That's nectar from the gods. That's lifeblood.
That's a freebie there.
That's like a vampire sucking on a hot girl's neck. You know? What? You know, we always want to believe in those vampire movies. Well, squirrel, it's National. By the way, speaking of horns, hit the horns on this because this is when you hit the horns. It's National Squirrel Appreciation Day, huh? How about that?
Squirrels? So,
yes.
You appreciate them.
Appreciate the squirrels. I love squirrels. Little rats with tails. I love squirrels. My dog's going to find one. One of these days he's going to get them. Anyway, so in the movies, we always want to believe that, you know, and I guess if you're a vampire, you can get away with most anything. And I suppose you can find the hot girls.
Oh, yeah, you can remember mind control.
You know, it's like the film Pretty Woman, which is, I remind you, it's a movie about a, it's a movie about a hooker.
Yeah.
And the night before that film started, old Julia had some 300-pound smelly dude asking her, inquiring about her availability for the evening. Just saying. Anyway, that said, I'm just being realistic. I mean, it's not all Richard Gere's in this life, right? So, yes, that was my lifeblood to get me back in the mood. I would like to, speaking of sucking, I would like to welcome back the slobbering, suck up, sycophantic media that has been missing for the last 4 years. I pointed, and there's nothing.
I nodded my head. I was agreeing.
It's as if you're trying to piss me off. I don't understand. When did we change the point thing? Did we change that? Has that changed? Because you did it, I don't know. It's like you're watching Annie Lindenberg on television on CBS 42 right now.
I'm not. She's not on.
What?
Oh, she is. Yeah, she is. There she is.
You know, I should probably not talk to you today because it's not going to go well for either of us because you're having a rough day.
Yeah, well,
you didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Well, you know what? A cup of coffee and I'm good to go.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You got some brewing in there?
No, but Jocks always has some brewing, so I'll steal some of theirs.
Uh-huh. That's a good game plan.
I'm ready to go.
I would, in all seriousness, welcome back, you suck-ups in the media. Welcome back the non-critical, everything that they do is A-okay and wonderful media. Welcome back to all of you media types that for 4 years have seen nothing right with the presidency of the United States of America. That we well knew exactly how you would react to Donald Trump and the wonderful things that he managed to accomplish over the first 3.5-4 years of his presidency. Well, I guess about he was going gangbusters for 3 years prior to COVID. COVID screwed his passage and his speed up considerably. But I would like to welcome you back. We've not missed you. I can't stand you. It makes me want to hurl watching the media intentionally ignore what is so obvious to the rest of us, and that is Joe Biden's frailty. The man is 78 years old and frail. I don't wish him ill will. I don't wish anyone ill will, but we all have it coming. I don't wish your grandpa ill will either, but I don't necessarily think your grandpa ought to be running the country. No offense, grandpa. I mean, my God, Joe Biden's got 20 years on John Bird. I wouldn't want John Bird running the country. By the way, Joe Biden is 21 years older than you, which doesn't seem like a lot. Honestly.
Well, it doesn't seem that bad, although I am acting kind of like Joe Biden this morning. I apologize for that.
I went back. Well, I'll run over what I did yesterday, and I'll talk with you all about it. 545-9950 is the telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. 545-9950. We do not necessarily need to talk about the inauguration itself, except to say that the suck-up media was back in force. And they loved everything that Joe Biden had to do. Anything to do with Joe Biden, loved it. I got eyeballs, man. I went back and watched it. There is a frailty about him that has gotten considerably worse since, I don't know, the last time we saw him busting around. Wasn't that when he, quote-unquote, was playing with his dog and hurt his foot? It's been that long. It's been that long since we saw Joe Biden walking around. He shuffles like a man that thinks he's going to fall down. Once again, that's not anything that I wish on him. It's a fact. It's a fact. All right, he talked unity. I'll tell you what that means when a Democrat opens their mouths and say unity. It doesn't mean what some think it means. We'll talk about violence on the West Coast. Guess who did that? Hot tip, not Trump supporters. Hey, Joe, you got a long way to go to satisfy the needs of Seattle and Portland. Better get your socialist pants from the cleaners. Sling those things on. Or ask, well, I guess you can't ask Kamala to do it because she's actually running the show, right? Just getting started, 15 after the hour. The sun is coming up this morning. That's what you need to know. The sun is coming up this morning. God bless you. God bless your family. I wish you well. Let's get through this together. 545-9950. It's Matt Murphy. Talk 99.5. Thank you very much, Valerie Vining, 619. Wet weather today and tomorrow. Dry on Saturday, and then more rain coming in Sunday into Monday with the expectation that it will be a bit stormy on Monday. But that's, you know, that's several days out, so they don't really know. But we'll keep you up to date with WVTM 13 as to exactly what's happening in weather. Right now, about 45, 46 degrees and a drizzle going on, and that rain should just increase throughout the course of the day. 545-9950. That is the Birmingham Broker phone line. You're invited to give us a call. Any thoughts on yesterday's festivities and activities in Washington, D.C.? The needless 30,000, well, I guess some of them were needed. That's a total. The 25,000 National Guardsmen, needless. There was never going to be an attack on Washington, D.C. yesterday. As a matter of fact, intelligence communities admitted as much after the fact. Well, look, reviewing all of the information, it turns out that we never had any credible threats. Imagine that. It's almost as if you were hyping it up for a reason. I guess. In the meantime, a little later on this broadcast, we will welcome back our former colleague and good friend, Andrea Lindenberg. She'll be here for, well, you don't have to do it. Bird, nobody, you don't, that's a good gracious alive.
I was trying to make up for the.
That's a very specific, should we go over the sound? again?
No, I guess that when you're making an announcement. I just thought that was an announcement, but it's a reminder. That's on me.
Oh, John. I love you. You're a good guy.
I love
guy.
You too,
you're
man.
You're a great guy. Answer that phone, would you? Andre Lindenberg coming up at about 8 o'clock this morning. Former colleague. She's first day on CBS 42. She's doing a good job. Aunt Myra is first up on this Thursday. Hey, Aunt Myra, good morning.
Good morning. First and foremost, I do want to point out in the sycophantic media, did you see the gentleman from The Atlantic? He was so awestruck and had to write these profound words. One of the more enduring images from yesterday will be the sight of Kamala's hair wafting in the breeze.
Oh, my God. Wafting? Her, I don't think her hair wafted.
I don't really know. I didn't watch, but I was just glad to know that trivia and tidbit, so that was important.
You know, I listened, and, you know, I labored over whether or not to air the speech. I'll be honest. And
I'm glad you did.
Ultimately, I decided to air it because I think it's important to listen to it, because I think it's important to listen to the tripe that they're going to try to spin to the American people before they try to put the hammer on conservatives and libertarians and really freedom. This administration is in the business of hammering freedom, whether it's the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the 10th Amendment, whatever. They are in the business of taking away your freedoms, as stated by them. And they can talk about unity all they want, but I see through that crap. So I needed to listen to it, and I think we all needed to listen to it for that purpose. But I went back and forth. But after I listened, Myra, I took it one step further. And all of you owe me some Imodium or some sort of nausea medication, maybe some Pepto-Bismol, because I watched it.
Oh,
not, man. I absolutely could not do the pomp and circumstance. I've never been able to do the pomp and circumstance, even if it's a president I like. I don't like the songs. I don't like the recitation of poetry. I watched Joe's speech.
Good for you.
He's bad. It's bad. It's worse than. If you've heard, it's bad. And
well, I hate that for all of us because we look bad as a unit, and that's just not cool. But I can't do anything about it. So, like you said, the sun's going to come up, and I'm just going to do my due. I do want to talk to you about one thing, Matt. And I'm going to give my own song.
Now, Faye, you win. I'll do it with you, right? All right, let's do the whole thing. You ready? Ba 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 ba
ba ba ba ba ba.
Very good.
Good voice this morning.
Oh yeah, you're in full song. I like that.
Uh-huh. Zonks. So, dirty little secret about Aunt Myra and her beau. We record Let's Make a Deal and The Price is Right every day so that in the evening when there's no news or anything worthwhile to watch, we watch those recordings because it's a happy. It's pure happy and joy and everyone's cheering for everyone. And even in, so you guys were correct, in the Let's Make a Deal world, when there is a zonk, there's still redemption. You can come back for the zonk redemption. So, yep, zonks are in.
Let's is that the new Let's Make a Deal or the original Monty Hall version?
They pay homage to Monty all the time, but it's the new. It's the new with Wayne Brady. And they're kind of a cool audience now from COVID, but pure happy. I advise tune in.
My happy in the evening time is Andy Griffith. It comes on at 6 o'clock in the evenings, and I watch it. Thanks, Myra, for the call. I got a Zoom. Hey, here's another happy. Bucky's opening in less than 10 days. Couple of observations. I'll get back to your calls. You 6 o'clock freaks are coming out of the woodwork on a rainy Thursday where the sun will rise and we will all get up, most of us at least, and we will shower up. We'll put our boots on and put one foot in front of the other. 545-9950, 545-9950 is the telephone number. I don't know what it is about Andy Griffith. You know, Aunt Myra says it's Let's Make a Deal. We all have our respite, right? We all have our let's get away, let's stop thinking about the news, let's put our phones down, let's stop constantly consuming the next breaking item, and let's just forget about all of this for a hot minute and go away. And mine is traditionally Andy Griffith. I don't have anything to watch at 6:30. I could watch the news, but I've already consumed it all day. I'm trying to wind down. You feed the dogs. You do all of that home stuff. I go in the backyard. I'll tell you one of the things I do, John Bird. Mm-hmm. I go in the backyard, and I'm throwing balls for this new dog. And I thought Munson was ball-obsessed. Munson is ball-obsessed. But Mrs. Beasley, oh, my goodness gracious.
All about it.
As long as you're willing to throw it, she's willing to go get it. She'll run it back to you. She drops it. Munson doesn't want to drop it for you, which is very frustrating. He wants you to force it out of his mouth. Which is, I mean, I can't throw it again. You want me to throw it again? I can't throw it again unless you give it to me, but you won't give it to me now. Anyway.
Did you train her?
No.
Wow.
No, she's very smart. No, she likes going after balls, and I throw her balls, and she realized that she couldn't go after the ball again unless she gave it back to me, so she runs to my feet. She drops it at my feet.
Smart.
And stands there. Waits, 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 waits. So you start outside with golf balls. Don't at me, bro. Don't start with me. I do golf balls because it fits her mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to teach her to wait until I do the golf swing so I can hit golf balls, and then she goes and gets them for me. We're getting there. She's learned it's not the golf swing, it's the golf ball going that is means.
You need to take her to the course.
I need to take her to an obstacle course. She would be an excellent. You see those shows on ESPN 8 or whatever, Ocho Cinco or whatever it is that they do the obstacle course and they run through the tube and they do that and they do this and they do the other thing. She needs to go there. Anyway, that's a respite for me. And then you go upstairs and you're doing, you know, you're wrapping up the day. And then finally Andy Griffith comes on at 6 o'clock and I got to watch.
Love Andy Griffith. I'm the same way. It's amazing.
I saw the one last night where Andy tries to take a vacation and it doesn't work out for him.
No.
Barney and Gomer locked themselves in the jail. Barney was constantly locking himself in jail. Anyway, we've all got that checkout. But we got to check back in. We got to check in to what's going on in the news. And to do this, Kymina, you got to give me something phonetic. I have no idea what that name is supposed to be. Kymina? Just hush, John. Good morning. How are you?
Hey.
What is your...
My name is not Kymina. It's Kate in Clanton.
It's Kay?
Kate in Clanton.
Kate.
Yeah.
Okay, so John Bird, on my screen, John Bird has Kymina. What is that, John?
I don't know. That might be another call.
Fingers weren't on the keyboard, right?
Maybe we had a bad connection and he misunderstood.
No, it's all, well, you know what.
Okay, but remember in 2016 when Hillary Clinton conceded 3 days later after she threw a big drunk. She appeared on camera and wore her purple dress. Bill Clinton wore a matching purple tie. And she announced her purple revolution. And being a dummy, I thought that meant, you know, the blue for one side, the red for the other, come together. This is the time to come together and healing. And the purple meant we're coming together. No.
Well, hold on. Let's talk. Hold on. I thought that's what it meant too. That's all I was going to say.
Yeah. Well, we got a big dose of something else splashed in our face. And what that meant was our purple revolution, where it's a concerted effort to overthrow a lawfully elected administration and just undermine the presidential administration continually. Okay, so there's our purple revolution. Yesterday, did you notice that Kamala Harris wore that purple dress and Hillary Clinton again appeared in purple? And I thought, yeah, there goes the purple revolution. And then Lady Gaga appeared in that weird dress with that giant pin of a dove. And I thought, what a weird dress. but she always dresses weird. And that pin was so huge, like, to draw attention to it. It was a dove. And I thought, dove, that means peace. She's, you know, trying to convey peace. And then a friend of mine called me and said, did you catch Lady Gaga wearing the Hunger Games oligarch lady's outfit? I said, what? And she said, the dress that she wore, did you notice it? And I said, yeah, it was like some gigantic tutu skirt that looked like a balloon and this tight shirt or blouse and this big pin. She said, that's the same pin that the Hunger Games lady wore, but the Hunger Games lady, her pin was very small, but it's the same pin. And she said, what is she trying to say? And I said, well, you know, Lady Gaga is known for making statements with her fashion, using fashion to convey something. I said, I don't really know. So I just wonder, did your other listeners catch that? And what does that mean? I thank you.
You don't want to... I wanted to talk to Kate. She probably was insulted because John Bird didn't bother to find out what her name was, but that's all good. Yeah, I don't... Lady Gaga, what I would have said to Kate, were she able to hang on the line there. You know, Lady Gaga is kind of known for pretty out there fashion, right? I mean, you're talking about a woman who wore a meat dress. And by meat dress, I mean she wore a dress made of meat to an event. She came to an event dressed as an egg. Like, not a chicken egg. It was like an egg. Like the egg that a woman would produce to... Yeah. So, I thought Lady Gaga's outfit was somewhat subdued for her in regard to her dress for the formality of the occasion. I've never seen Hunger Games, so I don't know anything about the pin on Hunger Games. It was a massive dove with an olive branch in its mouth. I'll tell you that yesterday for Lady Gaga. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any intentionality behind the significance of what she wore yesterday. And no offense to you, Kate. I hope you understand the spirit in which I say this. I don't care. What Lady Gaga wears does not mean anything to me. What Hillary Clinton wears, I wouldn't care if Hillary Clinton walked on stage naked. I really would. Oh. Well, wait, I would. Oh. I take that back. I might care about that. I might care because I want to keep my eyeballs, and I would have to scratch them from my head. You know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, and they'll if there's some hidden agenda, I mean, I don't know that there's hidden messaging behind the wearing of purple. I don't want to destroy purple for people. I like Prince. I loved Prince. I enjoyed Prince back in the day. Little red Corvette, not about a car. You know, I get it. I love all of those things. So I don't want to destroy that for myself. And I kind of like purple. I like purple. I like people who like purple. I don't think that you should allow some hidden agendizing or, you know, deep state or new world order to destroy your wearing of purple. If you like purple, don it with pride. Let's not let Hillary and what's her name? Kamala, that's her name. Let's not let those people kill your purple for you. You can fight lash back and wear more purple. Huh?
Come on. That.
You know, you don't have to put up with this. I know people, their favorite color is purple.
Mine is.
Your favorite color is purple? Just yes. There you go. John Bird.
And you like me. That's
favorite color. Well, let's not get crazy. But God. I would, I like purple. I like people who like purple. So maybe by extension, I like you, John. There's a connective tissue that we can maybe make friends with.
I knew there was some connection between us.
Something there. So, yeah. So, I don't, you know. But whatever gets you through the day. I mean, I think I wouldn't put anything past these people. Let's just put it that way. I wouldn't put anything past these people. If they're sending some hidden agenda message to all of their supporters. Look, Joe Biden, you know what is far more concern to me? With all due respect to Kate and her point about Lady Gaga's outfit, what Joe Biden's handlers, and make no mistake, it's Joe Biden handle, it's the handlers of Joe Biden that are sending out the messaging. Joe Biden did not write any speech. Some handler of Joe Biden wrote a speech. Joe Biden is not calling any shots. Joe Biden went with the wind when Joe Biden was 45. Joe Biden went with the wind when Joe Biden was 55. When Joe Biden was Barack Obama's vice president, Joe Biden was against gay marriage because Barack Obama was against gay marriage because, and I'm using this as an example, they were against gay marriage because it was politically expedient for them to be. Everything is cloaked in the concept of how is this going to give me an advantage politically? Joe Biden, I do not believe President Joe Biden has any core convictions about how he believes government should serve the people best. I do believe that he is interested in power, and he's been seeking it for almost 50 years, and he finally caught it. What's amazing to me is that no one in the mainstream media, and once again, welcome back, suck up media. You were there and on full display yesterday. No one's pointing out the obvious. What we all see is that Joe Biden, he's an old man. And I do not believe for a moment that the emperor has any clothes on. Which begs the question, who's calling the shots? Is it Kamala? And if it's Kamala, let me tell you, that means it's Obama. Again. And the only thing more dangerous than Barack Obama as president of the United States, in which he was ineffective, is Barack Obama pulling the strings and calling the shots behind the scenes when he does not have to suffer the slings and arrows. That's dangerous. Because he's the grandfather of the socialism movement. He birthed AOC. He gave strength to Bernie Sanders. He created these people. And they will attempt to, in his words, transform this country into one of their own making, if we let them. 545-9950, it is Matt Murphy and Talk 99.5. Pleased you've joined us. I am pleased to have Rodney's Marine Center on board as well. The off-season is good to Rodney because Rodney gets to catch up on all of those boats he's repowering with Suzuki power behind everything he sells. And so the process is this. Call up Rodney, ring, ring. Talk to Kimberly or Rodney or any of the crew at Rodney's Marine Center and tell them that you want to repower that pontoon, that tritoon. Bring it in and Rodney will do so. He will check it tip to stern. He will make sure that everything's running as it should. Replace whatever parts need to be replaced, whether it's, you know, seating, carpeting, whatever. And then get some Suzuki power behind that thing. And boy, oh boy, you will get it on the lake this spring and this summer. It's time to repower that boat or to buy a brand new one at low, low prices. Rodney'sMarine.com, Rodney'sMarine.com, or on Facebook at Rodney's Marine Center. Better yet, on the road, Highway 231 in Pell City.
Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost, such a cost, give me things that don't get lost. Like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you.
Talk 99.5. 651, good morning. 545-9950. Our telephone line's open and available for you. Would love to hear from you. Thank you so much. Those are brought to you by Birmingham Broker. On the Birmingham Broker hotline, we welcome back to the show the one and only Sarah Killian of WVTM 13. Sarah, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Sarah. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing pretty great. How are y'all doing?
Wonderful. Wonderful. It's just another day in paradise. What's going on with you today?
Well, you know, we're working on a story, not the happiest of stories today, but we're just talking about how COVID has impacted funeral homes, and especially funeral homes in small towns. I was able to talk to Tommy Bowen. He owns Bowen Funeral Home in Winfield up in northwest Alabama, and they are really having trouble right now keeping up with the demand. You know, he says he's gone from having about 9 to 10 funerals a month to 18 to 20 a month, and a lot of that is due to COVID. And, you know, the funeral business in general is having trouble right now. Casket companies, vault companies, they're all backed up, and it's really changing how funeral homes run their business. A lot of, you know, we look at a traditional funeral usually happens about 3 days after a loved one dies, and that's not happening a lot these days. A lot of funerals are having to be backed up, and, you know, poor Tommy, he says some days he's working 20 hours a day just to try to keep up with all this demand.
Yeah, you know, luckily I've not had to experience in my life a funeral during COVID-19, but a lot of people have. It's different for the people that want to pay their respects, and I imagine it's very, very difficult and different for those who are directing the process, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, we look at the kind of funerals we're having these days, a lot more graveside, a lot less indoor services we're seeing, so a lot of cremation happening these days, too. A lot of people are choosing cremation, and they'll honor their loved ones, you know, once all this pandemic kind of settles down. So a lot of things are changing right now, and it's really changing in the world of the of funeral homes.
Well, no, that's good reporting, and it's important to look at that side of it as well. Obviously, we've seen it from the side of the individuals who've lost the loved one, and now from that angle, too. Sarah Killian will be watching on WVTM 13. We'll be listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. Good to speak with you.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
All right. Take care. There's Sarah Killian, WVTM 13. That is a sad story, but true. You hear story after story about people trying to pay their respects. We lost a – well, I say that – you know, I said that, and then I realized I did have someone close to us who passed away recently, and that was our own Blaze Man, who ran the production department at Talk 99.5 Cumulus Media in Birmingham, and we lost him. I guess it was just last week. And there were no services for him because of COVID-19. All right, your call's coming up the day after. I'll give you my breakdown and analysis. It's time to stop this nonsense about unity. I'll tell you what the definition of unity is coming out of the mouth of a Democrat. That's on the way. Your call's too. As we continue, happy to have you with us on this Thursday morning. Good morning.